Welcome to Blooming Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you the amazing Ms. Amber Griffiths. Amber, why don't you take it from here?
Hello. Thank you so much, Tanya. Hello, everybody. My name is Amber Griffiths, and I am a branding rock star. That's the bottom line about that. I'll explain more about that later. My company is Your Brand by Design, and I focus specifically on working with entrepreneurs to help them increase joy and money in their business. And I do that by helping you create your rockstar brand. So I want to share with you the first three keys to create your rockstar brand. But before I jump into that, there's a couple things I want to make sure that we talk about in the same way. If we're going to have a conversation, we've got to define a couple of words. The first one is branding. Your brand is not just your logo. I don't care how and who told you that, it's wrong. Your logo is kind of like the flagship. It's the ambassador for your brand. But there are so many moving parts. There are everything that goes into it. I usually say it like this. Your brand is everything you say and everything you do to create and nurture and build a powerful, profitable relationship with your ideal client. So that's everything online, offline, printed. It's how you show up at a networking event. It's how you introduce yourself. It's your thank you cards at the end of business. Every single little piece goes into your brand. So you can tell there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things to keep track of. But that is what branding is. The other thing I want to define for you is rockstar. I use rockstar throughout everything that I do. And it's not as of late, probably I would say even as much as a decade, rockstar has become synonymous with yay and awesome and woo, kick butt. I will tell you, this is how I define rockstar. Rockstar means no apologies. Rockstar means no caveats, no disclaimers, no nothing. I don't know how many of y'all show up, ever go to like music concerts, but have you ever been in a concert where the lead singer walks up to the front of the stage and kind of, sorry, guys, I'm just really tired. Sorry, this hip is killing me. And, you know, oh, by the way, so sorry, I haven't written anything new since 1994, but, well, whatever, let's go, let's do this. Never! A rockstar never shows up and apologizes, ever. The lead singer walks to the front of the stage, firmly plants her feet. You're here, I'm here, let's rock, right? That's what I mean by rockstar. When I say create a rockstar brand, it is 100% of who you are, 100% of what you offer, and 100% of whom you serve. No apologies, no caveats, no disclaimers. So, as long as that makes sense, we can move on to figure out how we actually create this. Before I jump into that, I do want to say thank you so much, Public Speakers Association. Thank you so much, Tanya, for this opportunity to speak. I absolutely love this topic, clearly. I get super excited about it. And I'm all over here in my own little office talking with my hands, going as fast as I can. I just love it. So thank you so much for the opportunity. I also want to thank you who are listening. Those of you who listen either live or later, it's really super easy for talented, skilled, brilliant people to hang out backstage and be the backbone of the organization, make things work, make things amazing, but never want to be seen and heard and visible. It takes really a lot of strength. It takes a lot of confidence to be willing to walk out on stage and claim that spotlight for yourself and to share your story. And because I believe that every entrepreneur has a very unique story, a voice that only you can share. And so the fact that you are willing to listen to this and be willing to take those steps out and plant your feet firmly, that's a heck of a thing. So I applaud you for that. And thank you so much for being here. Okay. Let's jump into key number one, claim your voice. Now, this doesn't mean you have to sing unless you really want to. And I don't, singing in the shower is totally open. That's all about you. The bottom line with your voice is authenticity is key. I think it's Oscar Wilde that says, you have to be yourself. Everyone else is taken. That is more true in business than anything else I know. There are 100 people who do what you do. Especially, I mean, if there's a product, there's probably 1,000 other products just like it. But your business, your brand specifically, is about you. Remember I said that brand is a relationship between you and your ideal client, which puts you at 50% of that relationship. So you have to be super clear about who you are, You have to claim your voice. There is no sustainability, no lasting reward for being someone else. Nothing. You have to be yourself. You have to claim your voice and use it and share it to get ahead. When was the last time you guys took a trip? When was the last time you got in the car and pulled up Waze or Maps or whatever you want to use and said, okay, this is where I'm going? What's the very next question they ask you? Where are you now? An acceptance of where you are now allows you to move forward. Getting super clear on who you are, your voice, your story, your message, your vision is the easiest way to start moving forward. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs who are like, I can't seem to make anything work. I can't get direction. I can't move the needle forward. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm doing what all my other people are doing. Well, let's take a step back. Make sure your voice is super clear. One of the biggest pains of not sharing your voice, not claiming your voice, one of the biggest challenges you're going to face is you are going to get it lost in the noise. There is no money and there's no brand loyalty if you are blending in with the crowd. This isn't high school, people. This is not the time to do it the way everybody else does. This is not the time to try to blend in. This is the time to stand out and not just get loud and make more noise, but make noise with purpose. This is the time to claim your voice and stand out in a real significant way, to be a leader in your marketplace. How many of you out there are lip syncers? I can't see your faces, so I can't see you try to duck, but you know who you are. Some of you do it professionally. Some of you may just be that person in the bathroom, right? With a hairbrush in the mirror, singing somebody else's song, mouthing the words. There's probably a lot of hair flips, or maybe a kick or two. There's a lot of extra energy that goes into that, right? You are just rocking the house down. And yet you get done and you're out of breath and you've put a lot of time into it and energy and you haven't said a word. This is the other problem and challenge with not claiming your voice. You end up singing somebody else's words, somebody else's song using somebody else's voice. Your story never gets told. Here's the other thing I want to make sure y'all are clear about. When I say voice, that doesn't mean your product or your service. Your voice is your mission, your message, your vision. Your product or service does not define who you are. It's just a vehicle to share your story. It's just a vehicle to help you. It's just a tool to help you serve your clients better. So when I ask you who you are, don't tell me I sell X product, I sell this widget, or I do this service. I'm talking about who you really are inside. Here's the other pain you can encounter, and I'm sure you've done this because I work with a lot of people who have. When you lose your voice, when you get disconnected from it, you lose your vision. You flounder. My father is the voice in my head, more so even than my mother. The mother's the negative one. My father's the one that has that real life experience filled with sarcasm. It's where I get it. And I can hear him from one of my earliest ages that I can remember. Saying, having lost sight of our goal, we've doubled our efforts. And I think that is more true in business, especially as entrepreneurs, especially when you finally get to the end of the year and you think, I have been working my butt off. I am exhausted. I have put so much money into this. I put so much time into this. Where's the results? Where's my benefits? Why is my business not booming? And it's because you've lost sight of your goal. You have let go of your vision. The problem with that is that anything comes along and looks like an opportunity, when really it's just a distraction. It's just jangly keys. Think of it. If you are in this boat, there's been a time when you think, I just got to get something going. And somebody comes along and says, hey, there's this ad. It's online. Or there's a space in a newsletter. Or there's a stage to speak on. And here's what it is. And you think, oh, I've got that time. And I've got that money. Let's go. Let's do it. But you haven't asked yourself one of the most important questions is, are your people at the other end of that? Will this event, will this speaking opportunity, will this ad move my business forward? Will it take me closer to my vision, my bigger path and purpose? Without connecting and claiming your voice, you will lose sight of your vision. You will lose sight of your goals and you will start fleeing things in any direction, hoping something sticks. This is not the way to make money. It's not the way to build a business. So what you get to do is learn how to stand out from a crowd. I don't want you to do it right now, but I want you to think about this for a minute and do it today if you have time, because it'll only take a few minutes, but I want you to try it. And I want you to write out your core value. You may think that this has nothing to do with your brand. I will tell you it absolutely does. Your core values will affect your behavior and they will drive your business. If you have ever walked away and left money on the table and can't quite figure it out why, there's just something weird about it. There's something off, your stomach, your gut, your instinct, whatever it is you're calling it. I will almost guarantee you it's because it's out of alignment with a core value somewhere. I have walked away and left money on the table because it's not in alignment with one of my core values. So for example, because once you've written your list of core values, there's the next step. Because it's one thing to be aware of them, but I want to make sure you're aware of how they're affecting your business. Again, this is your brand. So this is half of your brand. So let's make sure it's super clear. If we're going to do the work, let's do it all the way, right? If it's worth doing at all, it's worth doing well. So once you've written down that list of your core values, I want you to go back through and rank them. Which ones are absolute deal breakers? Absolute must. And which ones are just a really, really nice idea? And you may think of core value, all of them are important, but let me give you an example. One of my core values is humor, a sense of humor. I love to have fun. Like I said, my world is all about creating joy and money in your business. So if it's not fun, chances are I don't want to play. So I love to work with people who are fun as well. So that's one of my core values. One of my other core values is integrity. I will not work with people who are out of integrity with their clientele. I will not do anything if it's out of integrity with my business and my core values. So those are two of my core values off the top of my head. Now, if I were to go back and rank them, I will work with people who don't think I'm funny and who don't like to laugh. It doesn't happen very often. I attract people who have sense of humor. But I will work with you if you don't think I'm funny. It's okay. However, I absolutely will walk away from an opportunity if you ask me to do something out of integrity, if you are out of integrity. So even though on the surface, those two things may look like equals, they're both my core values. Clearly, one is ranked above the other. So as you do this exercise later today, take a look at your core values, write them all down. I would get a list of at least 7 or 8. You know they're there. And then I want you to rank them because they will affect your behavior. They will drive your business. They will change the way you interact with people. They will change the clientele you take on. You want to increase joy in your business? Get back in touch with your core values. That's one of the first steps to claiming your voice. The second step to creating your rockstar brand is to connect with your fans. I love this part. I work with so many people who say, I work with people I don't like. And I think, why? Why are you doing this? That's one of the biggest problems with not being clear about who your ideal client is you end up working with people that make you tired. You end up working with people, you know, there's people who call you on the phone and you see their number come up and you see their name and you just roll your eyes and kind of grit your teeth just a little bit. Sometimes you may not even take that phone call, right? You know you have clients like that. Being able to connect with your fans, your ideal clients, your raving crazy, go to all the shows, sit in the front 3 rows, fans. That's a huge part of your rockstar brand. The bottom line here, the truth that I want you to learn with connecting with your fans is there is no competition. One of the biggest problems with not knowing who your ideal clients are and not connecting with them is that you have a really hard time creating effective marketing. You don't know who specifically you're talking to. So for example, when was the last time you picked up a postcard? Yes, actual snail mail in your mailbox. And it was a beautifully designed postcard. It was full color. And you turned it over and it was addressed to current resident. Yay. Oh, that's not you. Did you drag it inside and read it 10 times and put it up on the fridge to make sure everybody could see it? Or did it even make it past the garbage can on the way inside the house? You don't respond well to current resident, neither do your ideal clients. So when you know exactly who you're speaking to, this is not an anybody and everybody situation. This is a someone situation. I will tell you that you cannot be everything to everyone. You will end up being nothing to anyone. You must be someone amazing to someone specific. your business will boom. Your brand will be that much more powerful. Your relationship with your ideal client will be that much more powerful, that much more profitable if you speak to them like they're a human being, like they're your favorite person in the world. The more clearly you can connect with them, the more clearly you can speak with them, the more you will increase your profitable response. You will create smarter and more effective marketing, because when you sit down to write an email blast, you're not like, oh my heck, what do I say? How do I sell this product? How do I push this service? What do I say? What are the words to use? When you have your ideal client in mind, when you know exactly what they look like, you know exactly what their biggest stress is, what scares them in the night? What keeps them up at 3 o'clock in the morning because they are so scared to death they can't sleep? Or on the other side, what excites them so much that they can't sleep in the middle of the night because they're thinking about this one thing that's so amazing? When you are that clear about who your ideal client is, your marketing it takes out any kind of uncertainty out of your marketing. You get to create amazing, profitable, powerful collection of marketing collateral. You also don't have to waste your time. Again, it comes back to that. I'm just going to spin my wheels. I'm going to just fling stuff anywhere. I'm going to network anywhere. I'm going to speak anywhere because I just need to be on stage. I just want to speak somewhere. I just want to be in front of people. If that room is not full of your ideal clients, you are wasting your time. I tell people who do print marketing still, I don't care if it's $10,000 or 10 cents. If your ideal client isn't at the other end of it, you have wasted your time and money. Your return on investment will be lagging. If it helps, I know that some people get a little crunchy about this. they kind of crawl in a bubble like, oh, I don't want to be exclusive. I don't want to exclude anybody. First of all, you should absolutely be exclusive. I pride myself on being an acquired taste. I am very exclusive. I am not for everybody. I accept that. I thrive on it. It's okay. You're the same way. You should be exclusive. You should be specifically for your ideal client. Now, that doesn't mean you can't work with other people. But when it comes to branding, when it comes to any kind of investment of your time, your money, your energy, any of your resources, I want you to get the biggest bang for your buck. And when I say bang, I mean joy and money. I want it to be such an amazing experience that you want to do it all the time. When you get super clear about who your ideal client is, you have more time and more energy to do everything else. You get to focus on what you love. You get to do more of what you love to do. Because think of it, your ideal client, at least from my world, my ideal client loves it when I am in my genius zone. They love it because that's when I absolutely shine. That's when I serve them best. Your ideal client isn't going to do scope creep. They're not going to want you to do extra things. And could you just think? Because I just pick your brain for a minute, even though I know you're a coach and you charge X amount of dollars for your time. That's not a thing, right? Your ideal client wants you to stay in your zone of genius. You get to do more of what you love with the people you love to do it with, making more money. That's the awesome part. Now, here's the other really cool part about knowing who your ideal client is, your fan. They are looking for you. These are not people you have to go search and dig for and try to find and then convince that what you're doing is important. You don't have to drag them into it. Because if you drag them into it, you're going to have to drag them through it. It's going to be miserable. It's going to take you way more time than it should, which does the opposite of what a rock star brand should do. Working with people that aren't your ideal client is going to decrease your joy and decrease your funds. You want a rock star brand that clearly connects with your ideal client. So you get to have all the joy, all the money, doing what you love to do, serving the people you were meant to serve. Try this exercise later today. Picture your favorite client. You're absolutely, now just because your inbox is full of this type of client doesn't mean that's your ideal client. That just means there's a lot of them. That doesn't make them ideal. Think of your favorite. Maybe they're the ones that make you laugh the most. Maybe they're the ones that pay on time. Maybe they're the ones that send referrals like crazy. Whoever that is, think of them. Think of spending a half an hour with them every single day. You got that? Now take a little bit of time and think of filling your entire day with people like that. You have six opportunities for an appointment during the day. Imagine all six of them being with this favorite client. Now imagine doing that all week. How light and amazing and fun does that feel? That's what Rockstar Brand can do for you. You connect with your fans, your idol clients. That's the kind of thing that can create for you. I worked with a client last year, and she said, I've got this idol client, and they're really, really, they're very demanding, they're high maintenance, they always show up, and she was miserable. She was charging about $200 for a contract that would take her 10 to 12 hours to complete. We walked through who her idol client really was, who she really wanted to work with, because again, this is ideal, which means it's not just about them needing you and wanting to work with you. This is you wanting them and wanting to work with them. We got super clear about her idol client within 9 months. She went from a $200 package to a $1,200 package average. And instead of taking 10 to 12 hours, it was taking her 3 to 4 hours to complete. That's basic math, people. Even for those of us in Brennan who don't do math, that's the kind of thing that can happen to you when you get super clear about who your idol client is and how to speak to them, how to engage them, how to inspire them. The last key I want to touch on before I close up here is composing your soundtrack. The bottom line here is that there are no new ideas. There's only the customization and implementation of the fundamentals. And if you want to create a rockstar brand, you must compose your soundtrack. Your soundtrack is that one-stop resource for everything in your business. It's not just your style guide. Style guide is about 2 or 3 pages of this particular document. This includes your vision, your mission, your client avatar, samples of your marketing, sample of your writing. So that when you outsource your bio, or you outsource your website, or you help outsource your book, they speak like you. It sounds like it's coming from you. It has your tone. It has a feel. Everything looks and feels like it's coming from you. You've heard, I'm sure, some iteration of you have to touch someone 7 times to be top of mind before when they are ready to make a purchase. There's a reason why it takes that long. But I will tell you, even in the day and age of social media, when it probably should take more like 20, when you have a soundtrack, when you have a rockstar brand, when you touch with a purpose, this is not running by poking them with a stick. This is, everything is clear. You build momentum. It's, here's one thing, and here's more value here. And you start, it all looks like it comes from you. It all looks like it's for them. It all has a very clear call to action. So that by the time they're ready to make a purchase, there is no one but you to even consider. This is your soundtrack. You're going to save time because you have this resource. Everything gets done the same way. And not so that it looks boring, but so that it looks cohesive, so that it's actually a brand and not a collection of random pieces that you send out to people. Now, I will tell you, all of these things are super important. Your voice, your fans, your soundtrack. But it means nothing if you don't say yes today. You must say yes to who you are, and not just 10%. I know a lot of people working at 10 to 20%. Say yes to 100% of who you are. Say yes to 100% of what you offer and attract 100% of your ideal client. If you are ready to say yes, if you are ready to have a rockstar brand and start having the joy and money you know you want in your business, I would love to offer you a complimentary discovery duet. This is a private conversation with me. And we'll talk about your business. We'll see what's working, what's not working, see if there's ways I can support you. It just takes a little bit of outside perspective sometimes to create a massive amount of clarity, which translates massive amount of joy and profits in your business. Thank you so much, everyone. For those about to rock, I salute you.